Blog Talk Radio.
You got your keys, but where you going? The third degree just isn't working. Cause you walked out without asking me to go. And if I followed you home, would you be alone?
Fixinistas, fixinistas out there.
We are a little late this evening. That is all right. Okay, we're here.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Man, it is an adventure around this piece every day, all day.
It really is. But it's been so much fun. I really enjoy this.
I do enjoy. I enjoy the rush to get because it is crazy. Woo, it's all not to be so crazy. All right, so you are listening to our Tuesday night show, Pixinista, where we tell you all about the goodies that we find in the virtual and the real world. In case you just, you know, maybe you're not 6 foot tall and you're not a real supermodel, but you could be one.
You could be one, yeah.
Or somewhere else. Okay, so I'm like trying to multitask and do two or three things at once.
Okay.
So, if you are listening live, remember to watch our Twitter feed. You can pop in and watch Ginger's screen and see what she, what we're going to be talking about tonight, which is mostly summer wear.
I'm going to totally admit that I started out with bathing suits for the most part.
I got some bathing suits. Some of it is some things we kind of grabbed from last year.
Well, I can show some of the clothes I've been wearing for the summer season.
And I also picked out cheapies because a lot of you, we try to get you in a second life. And I forgot who it was. I'm sorry who you were on Google Plus was telling me you never got in a second life, but the pictures were really pretty. And the reason why we look so good is we spend a lot of money. But, however, we can show you how to do that without spending a whole lot of ton of cash. So I picked out a lot of cheapies, stuff that if you were just wanting to kind of get started, do a little micro transaction in. You know,
I can promise you that if you were to hang out with me for about a week, I could get you set up with a damn nice avatar, probably just about free.
Mhm. Yeah, we're good at that. We can pull it together for you. Mm-hmm. We can bring it.
Mm-hmm. And my favorite sales group is back now. 50 Linden Fridays is back.
Aren't we supposed to be in that group? Aren't we supposed to be putting stuff in that group?
I don't know about 50 Linden Fridays.
Oh, no, you know what?
These people left and they just came back.
Oh, you know what? It wasn't 50 Linden Fridays. It's that other Bargain for Babies is who we are in.
Bargain for Babies, yeah.
Yeah, we do bargains for the babies. So I got a few things I'm putting up on Google Plus as we speak while we talk about this. So Ginger, the 50 Linden people, what's the exchange rate today? What is 50 Linden today? What, about 2 cents?
Probably. I don't have Second Life open.
Okay, let's say, so one Linden is about 31 cents, so... Mm-hmm. 50, what, about $2?
Yeah, probably, maybe.
About two.
You know, I don't even think it's that much.
Okay, I'm looking at a dress that's in my picks and stuff today. It says 99 Linden, says 73 cents, so probably you're around 50 cents, maybe, to get in.
Yeah.
Get in and look nice. And if you don't go to the same place twice, nobody will notice you had on the same outfit for a whole week.
Exactly. And honestly, it's Second Life. People aren't going to notice. And...
Well, we'll notice, but...
A trick, I probably shouldn't even tell people about it, but Cold Logic and, I can't think of the other store. I noticed whoever's making their clothes every once in a great while are not putting the correct permissions on their textures. And you can, Yeah, you can go in and change the color on the texture. You can't change the texture, but you can change the color tone of the texture, where it's usually it's locked out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't talk about that, but.
Yes, because somebody's going to figure out how to steal our textures eventually, Ginger. We can't have that happen.
That's true. But yeah, no, I've got a dress that I've changed several different colors now from there.
You know, we'd be very, very bad. Very, very bad.
Goose, I didn't even pay a dime for it.
Are you really? Girl, you know what? I'm just going to pretend like I didn't hear you say that. I'm just going to ignore it.
No, I know. All right, so first up, I think I'm sharing my screen. Are you seeing what I'm sharing? This one is actually for guys, and it looks more like underwear, but it was supposed to be a swimsuit.
Okay, let me look at what you got. No, you don't have your screen up, Ginger. You know what we see? You paused. We're paused. We cannot see what's going on with you.
Oh, there we go. Screen sharing paused.
We be paused. We don't see nothing.
All right, I've did it again. Do you still not see anything?
Mm-mm. Are you still at 736-81884? Or did you change? You're joining me again.
681884?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You changed.
You know what? Let me close this down and restart it.
Ginger is trying to cause problems. Because you know what I see? I see the couch that's in your yard.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm no longer on that couch. I closed that out. All right, so I'm going to start. Join me again. I've got a new number. Yay for new numbers. All right, I'm going to drop this into the chat room, I think.
Yeah, the chat room be open.
Yes. Pasta send.
Is that the second one?
Uh-huh. 029?
I'm coming in. I'm watching. I see water bottles. I see. Ooh, hey there. Is that? That is Captain America underwear.
I know. Isn't that awesome? Oh, it's not supposed to be a bathing suit, but like I said, I really think it's underwear. But, you know, guys get away with being able to wear their underwear as swimsuits, where us women really do not.
But they don't. But they really don't. Some of them don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, some of them don't. But you should, because seriously, Captain America underwear that you could wear as swim trunks. That's so hot. Just right there, literally. I'd be all over that. Except that he looks a little bit young for me. And
He looks like somebody I know. Who is he? He looks like that guy from Harold and Kumar. That's who he looks like.
He does! Oh, my God! Yeah. He does. But cuter.
He's a little cuter. I kind of like that. I think I would gravitate towards the guy wearing that if he was bold enough to wear it.
Exactly. See, guys, and that's the other deal. If you are bold, if you are comfortable in your skin and are out, I guess, not really outgoing because I'm not too fond of the way outgoing guys, but if you're just, brave enough to do something like this, I'm going to be all over it. I like the weirdos. I like the strange ones, the crazy ones. The crazier, the better. And that's so true.
That's, who are you? You know what? I'm worried about you. Okay.
All right. So, what do we want to show? So you didn't see any of my pics and East. Oh man, I got to do this again. All right, I'm going to share my screen. This is what I was modeling today. Hopefully, it doesn't go too fast. I had a couple of bathing suits. My tatted up self.
I'm going to give you some
of ours. That is a new mesh one from the Mesh Round Hunt right there with the hat and the glasses. It all came. That's another Mesh Round Hunt one.
That doesn't really look like a bathing suit. That looks more like some, you know, what is it? Fredericks of Hollywood, that one there with the purple, with the, you know, you're throwing up the deuce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks more like a, by the way, I'm sliding a link to you. That's going to be to the album that I put up. Make sure you pop that down real quick. I don't know if I like that one. I like the bra, but not for a bathing suit. It's kind of too. It's a little too much.
It is a little different. And did I just manage to close out my?
You flick? Probably did. Maybe my sim was hotness. Okay.
But I have to show off the polka dot one because. Yeah.
It's your itty bitty teeny weeny yellow tiny polka dot bikini.
Yes, and just for you, it's butt shot.
Oh, thank you. You are too kind. I love when you do it.
My couch in the front yard.
Cool couch, Ginger.
I friend of mine raised it for me, but my house was sitting there earlier, but I moved my house.
Is that your butt? Is that your butt?
That is my butt.
Mm-mm.
That is my butt. Yes, yes. That's hot, man. That's hot. All right. I'm pulling up your... Yeah, here we go. We've got these pictures. These are from... Am I sharing my screen? Yes, I am.
Well, there's a bunch mixed in there. This is from when we first started Pixinista. That's why one of the reasons I also wanted to go by and grab them, because they're difficult to show all of them. Go ahead. Click on that one. Now, this is... That
I remember her. She was so amazing.
That girl was sick, fierce. Oh, my God.
I was in love with this chick. She had the most amazing outfits all the time. All the time. I loved it.
If you want to step out in the summer and just... Wow, especially in Second Life, you have to be outrageous. You do have to understand when you go in Second Life, there are fashion snobs just like real life. And they usually have on some of the most outrageous, outlandish stuff, but it just so works for them. I couldn't pull off some of this. You know, I can pull off my evening gowns, but I really couldn't do this.
Yeah, no, what she was doing was just, and it was prim. It wasn't mesh even yet.
Yeah.
She had the most amazing outfits, and they weren't cheap looking. They were high quality. They were gorgeous.
And I think she made them.
Yeah, she every day she had a different hairstyle and a different outfit.
Yeah, she's in here twice. She's in the album twice. I think she's toward the end. Remember these guys?
Yes, this was Vitamin, right? Vitamin?
Yes, she remembers. Amazing memory. Yeah, this is Vitamin. I love these underwear. I would love to see a guy wearing it for real. I loved it in the game. It's very fashionable. It's still masculine. Guys, oh, this right here.
You know, I'm looking at this, and at the time I was thinking, man, these guys are hot. Look at them. And I'm like, oh, no. They need updating.
Well, no, you know what? That was when we were on the sim, and I had to turn my video card down.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't get all that usual detail that I get in, because now there's another... one that we went to wasn't, I don't think it was a Vitamin, it was Mannequin or somebody where I got
Alpha
all the detail in the skin. Yeah, Alpha Male. Yeah, that when they had the skins with the veins. And
oh,
everything.
I love that bathing suit right there.
I do too. See, I liked all of these. I love that they're sheer and it has the little covering. It's still manly, but it's kind of.
It was also an adorably cute.
Yes. I thought it was so
cute.
Now, this guy was my favorite. Do you remember when he came out?
Yes. He was hot.
I don't know who he was. I don't really care.
Yeah, the blonde guy next to him was very sweet. Him and his boyfriend were just adorable together.
Like we couldn't tell he had a boyfriend. Look at that hair.
Yeah. He was dating the red-haired guy that was working all the shows.
What? That hurt my heart.
I know.
That hurt my heart. This bathing suit, again, one I would love to see somebody sporting in real life. Maybe... Oh, I don't know that. What's that guy that we're all going to go see in that movie, Magic Mike?
I don't know. There's several guys in that show, Magic Mike, that everybody wants to see.
Channing
Tatum.
Should wear this just all the time.
No. He'd just go around naked all the time.
Well, he can't be naked. He'd get arrested. But he could wear this. This is as close as
it's
naked.
Channing Tatum, man. I'd be like his PR person following behind. It's Channing Tatum. Come on.
Let him wear it.
Are you really going to make this boy put on clothes?
I wouldn't. Ooh, he just needs to stay naked all the time. Damn, Channing, damn.
That was...
Okay, I did not mean to put this picture in there, so skip this one. This is her again. Is that, again, a good summer dress? You could throw a bikini on underneath this if it was sheer. You know, the bottom was sheer. I think it would work. Yeah, this girl was sick. I remember the day she had the big rose on her head, same color dress?
Yes, she had everything. She was amazing.
One day she was a clown, another kind of clown. Okay, now this is me. This is a simple white bikini goes a long way. And this is actually a very old bikini I pulled out of my inventory.
That is still nice, though.
It works. It's not mesh. It's just simple painted on, and it will work. If you just get in a Second Life, I think these are like $1 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You buy for $1 and or one linen, which again we showed you is just a few cents. You get in, you get your bathing suit. It's summertime. Believe it or not, there's lots of parties going on in Second Life. Now you may say, oh, you geeky girls, I want to go to a real party. It's hot in Texas.
Parties. Yes, especially. And right now, it's actually Second Life's birthday.
Yeah, so they probably got a whole sim where there's a party. Mm-hmm. You want to go make some new digital friends and meet people and be kind of in fashion. You don't have a whole lot of money, and you can't find us because sometimes we are all over the place. Sometimes I pop in. I've had a few people be like, "Hey, Corey," and I'm like, "Pip, I'm out." I'm sorry, I just came in for a second. So if you can't find us, these are on the marketplace, $99 lindens, 100 lindens, and you're straight.
Yes, and you can find several cheapy bathing suits for free on the marketplace. Yes, the marketplace does have free stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you're willing to pour through thousands, literally thousands, of pages of outfits, you can find several really good free ones.
That's right, that's right. Now, I had to put this one in because, again, beginning of Fixinista, but I still like this bathing suit. Okay, again.
Oh, it's a bathing suit, but.
You don't like the girl. She's a teenager.
Yeah, she's going to be started.
Yeah, she's a teenage sim, so she's and I wanted to make her muscular. I usually like to, I play my Sims hard, you know. Some of you,
oh, this is a sim. Okay.
Yeah, this is from The Sims 3. But I picked her because I play my Sims really hard. You can make the game more difficult by simply choosing to start with a teenager because there's some things they can't do, like they can't go out after dark.
Okay.
Or they have, when they work a job, you know, I make them work a little job and they have to go to school and they're trying to keep their grades up, mm-hmm. and blah, blah. So that makes the game harder. But in any case, I started her out with stuff I thought was cute. I thought this was a really cute bathing suit. And if it was a real person, if you can mix and match your bottles, which you can do now, if you go to Walmart, you can buy a top, different bottom, and mix and match this way. And if you're bigger-chested girl, it's good to be able to do that because you can get...
Yes, because I absolutely hated, especially when I was younger and I was walking around in little bitty bikinis, having to buy the little bottoms and the bigger tops.
And look, and I have to buy the bigger bottoms and the little tops. See how that works out?
See, we should have gone shopping together.
And something like this, mix and match, if it was a black bottom and a silver top and, you know, kind of color-coordinated, works hot. Yes, you can throw on a bracelet, girls, when you go to the pool. You don't. That's when you don't get in the water, though, because you lose your bracelet. But that's, you just strictly for show. Strictly for
show. Mm-hmm. Strictly for
show,
yes.
Do I got any more in there?
Did
I throw
no,
any more?
No, that's 8 of 8.
Oh, I thought I threw some more in there. Oh, that sucks. Okay.
Pause the page.
I can't put the rest of this stuff because I think she's wearing some dominatrix stuff. What is this with this collar business? Really, Sims?
Really, Guy?
Really? I didn't do it. I just... Oh, yeah, I'm going to get out that folder. Anyway.
Okay, this is a... Here we go. This is supposed to be a bathing suit. I got it at getgowrestler.com.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
The whole rockabilly thing is still in. It's not gone out yet. Look at the little bow with the skull and her hair. Oh, my God.
What is the name of it?
Getgowretro.com.
Getgowretro.com.
Yes. And that is so cute. And especially, you know, all right, girls, let's admit, some of us, we've got the problem tummy area. This outfit could very well hide that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you are still sexy as all get out. That is just hot. I love the buttons along the tummy.
You know, it's not even so much as rockabilly. That right there is what you call the Vargas girl style.
Yes, she's hot either
the
way.
The pin-up girls,
yeah,
from the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that it's a bit of a, it's got a little, what's her name? A little Dita in, a little, and what's her face that stole Sandra Bullock's husband? Yeah, her. I like the touch.
Yes, yes, yes. I hope that they hurry up and fix that in Second Life. I don't mind having matching tattoos on both arms, but I'd like to have one on either arm or one on just one arm.
You can do that.
Even in the t-shirt layers, pretty sure.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hey.
You can do that. You, girl, we'll talk later.
All right. Hey, okay. I'm going to pause the screen. I'm going to pull up another one because I've got all kinds of fun stuff on this list. I'm just going to go down my list. I was pulling up all sorts of stuff. No, I don't want the join me window. All right, this is pretty basic, and I saw this several places. You can find this just doing, I think I did nerd bathing suit or something like that.
That right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Unlike the dress we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for your younger preteen girls or your younger teen girls who maybe haven't completely filled out yet or a little bit awkward in their bodies, this outfit, you still want to attract the boys? you know, 15, 16-year-olds, this is awesome. You will get the boys.
I like that it's printed on. I like that it's printed on. I do not like the bottom placement of the buttons, people. That's a little too close to the giddies for the little ones.
Yeah. Definitely, maybe not for the little ones. Like I said, maybe for the teenagers.
17, which, around 17, 18 is good.
Yeah, you're wanting to pull the boy's eyes away from the girl who's running around in the itty-bitty string bikini. This will do it. You're covered.
You're going to be like, and is that a Game Boy?
Yes. Just make sure you have some, you know, nice, quirky response when they ask about playing with your buttons, all right?
Be like, pushing start will be the end of your game.
Yes. All right, so let me pull up another
that
one.
That is adorable, Ginger May.
I know, right? I love so many of these. Hello, website. You going to load?
No.
No, apparently that one is not going to load now. All right, so we're going to move on down to my next one. All right, we've talked about this one before, but I've never actually been able to show it until now. This is the Pac-Man bathing suit, little skirt outfit thing. I don't know what it is exactly. It's cute. You could use it as a bathing suit, I guess.
I mean, I got too many windows open. I'm lost. Okay. You know what? I actually, before Blog Talk crashed, had up my my Pac-Man in ghost pasties that I finally found the image and the file. So this is adorable. It's a bit over the top. I would say it's probably relegated to something like, you know, PAX or Comic-Con, but is cute. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I wouldn't say that either. We really need to start having more gamer parties because it would be adorable.
We do. Oh, my God, gamer parties. Oh, yes, please. Can I move in with you now?
Yes. And I also like the Pac-Man ring with the dots underneath. Very cool.
Yes.
And I know exactly where they stole the idea from, too.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Christian Dior, real world designer, had sold a set of rings with the name Dior. You put across your knuckles, but each one was a ring for your finger. So that's where the idea came from. Brilliant.
That is kind of cool.
But brilliant. Brilliant.
Adobe Flash Player has decided to stop working.
Well, you want to try to load up something else?
All right, yeah, I found this. Are you seeing this?
Wait a minute. Yes, I am.
All right. Apparently these do not exist, but they say they should, and I agree.
That's gorgeous.
Sure about the red shirt bathing suit.
That's for me next.
Okay. For all kinds of trouble with the red shirt, I had the same argument last Tuesday with the baby onesies. Red shirts, no, you're just asking for trouble.
It's kind of cute, but it's missing some, scroll down a little bit. I'm not liking the bottom is what's missing. The top is cute. You know what, the bottom needs to be boy shorts.
Yes, and like I said, I don't think these exactly exist. I think these are just ideas that they've made with scraps of paper, maybe, for bathing suits that should exist. But I'm going to show them anyways, because some of these are cute. Firefly. Seriously, Firefly.
I loved
that show. Did you ever watch Firefly?
I got to see the movie, and I watched some of the show. But I have not seen all the shows, unfortunately.
I watched all the shows. All right, well, there was a couple of scenes I had to walk out for. I loved it, honestly. I love me some sci-fi. Really, 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 really love me some sci-fi. All right, I'm going to scroll down. Ariel the Little Mermaid.
Adorable.
Yes, it would be. It would be if this were like a real outfit. But it's not, of course. But yeah, it would be. Looks like they did this in paint or Photoshop badly.
Yeah, yes. Okay, no.
Samus from Metroid.
No.
Leeloo from Fifth Element.
No, really not necessary.
Rainbow Dash and My Little Pony.
Kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. Slave Leia. Leia. Slave
Princess,
Leia.
Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that one coming.
I can see this one. Yeah.
We saw that one coming.
Wonder Woman. Come on.
Wait a minute. My page done fell. Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah. What? But not... I don't like what they did.
I don't like what they did at the top either, but and the bottoms are misaligned. But
the hell we are trying to do?
I have no idea. It looks like that was the last one from that. All right, I'm going to pull up your link.
My link? You said something about link? What? Link? Where? Link.
Yes, yes, I'm pulling up your link. I'm pulling up your link.
Link. Link.
Oh, my God, Dory. This
what?
Is amazing. Is this a hand-painted bathing suit?
We have talked about that. Wait a minute. Where am I? I got too many windows. Yeah, we were talking about this one before. Remember the... It is amazing. Triforce.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom is where they messed up. You cannot display a bikini on this kind of tummy. It looks crazy saggy. They should have pulled it up. But
yeah, they should have.
I love the idea, and they probably should have made it all in one. You know?
Yeah, they really should have.
And
that is cute. I would have liked to have seen this on an actual model, though. Good for
yeah, that's it. Yeah,
model, but I would have liked to have seen a real model.
I would like to have seen on the model as well. We did not get our model. And it's absolutely adorable. I would wear this if I could. No.
You would totally rock it.
I said if I could. My days of bikini wearing are long gone. And listen to private. Private to certain people.
I really.
They know who they be.
Awesome. I like that one. And really, is that hand painted? Did it say?
I cannot tell if it's hand painted.
It's painted in. So yeah.
Well, there looks like they only made one because it's sold. So whoever's got it's got it. Whoever the girl is, if you're out there listening, go ahead and send us a photo.
I'm curious how much they sold this for.
Looks like $15.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
It's an Etsy item. There's also one in black. Yeah, that one's not so cute. I'm not even going to show you that one because you did such a good job on one, Stitch 3D. We don't really want to ruin your rep. You did a great job. I'm assuming it's a she because most of the things they're made are for women. There's like tank tops. Again, let me give you that one because that one is actually very, very pretty. And, yeah, they look like they are hand-painted. It's very pretty. Where are you? I can't find you. I got too many windows open. I'd be glad when we get used to this because we have so much going on. I'd be like, okay, I'm supposed to paste it here. No, I can't paste it. that one is a good thing to wear for the summer. Like if you can't, you're not the traditional two-piece, you can still rock this T-shirt and a bikini
exactly.
bottom.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, that'd be hot.
Yeah, with some gold earrings. Girl.
Ooh, oh, my. Oh, yeah.
And some high-heel golden sandals. Yes, go ahead and spray paint them, bitches.
Yes.
And just walk up in the party. And still, if your belly's not quite tight, this will hide it nice. And you got nice legs. Work the legs. Put some of the shiny stuff. Yeah, I keep shiny. Body glitter, I keep body glitter. Put you some body glitter on and walk out in the sun. I didn't say be too sparkly. Just a little bit. You mix it with your regular lotion. And you can rock this right here. And this is, how much is she doing this one for? Really, not that much. Yeah, it's not much at all. Mm-hmm. So again, you got your choices during the summer for the real world. We talk about our virtual world, but real world, if you want to be show off your geekiness, I'm thinking about getting one of these myself and just roll out in the yard with a nice black bikini bottom or some nice boy shorts.
Yes,
just,
yes, exactly.
I mean, a pool party to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she has these water seals, but you might want to get you some sealant. You can buy that from Michaels. It's some adhesive spray you spray over, and you just don't wash it in the washing machine.
Yeah.
She does include washing instructions. She said hand wash cold outside, and you're going to lay it flat to dry. So, good. It'll last you.
It will.
Small, medium, and large. She's very, very nice.
I felt like something was on me there for a second.
I feel like that all day.
Well, it's summer, and yeah, I'm a girl. I have long hair. I'm shedding. It's everywhere.
Me too. My hair is getting too long. My hair's not even nearly as long as yours, and I can't stand it. Oh God.
Well, I went and got a cut the other day, so it's not as long, but yeah.
I shaved my head bald.
All right, this is because we're not all women inside Second Life. There are men. There are some very hot men. Anyways, these are mesh board shorts for the guys.
Ooh.
Yes, yes. These are 155 linden, which is a 96 cents, USD. I'm actually going to see if I can blow up the picture. There we go. Look at those. Oh. All right, avatars, all right. He's not bad. I like his tattoos. But those board shorts, these are mesh. These will move and bend and go with you. So hot.
Who is that guy? You know, it's probably a girl.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's true. It's true. I'm sorry to say. Well, not that sorry. But some girls make the hottest guy avatars.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, your guy, hot. I didn't say no names.
He'd be hidden.
I know the one I made. I think it's quite hot. Of course, you know, he never sees the light of the pixel sun anymore.
Dude, I cannot play as my guy very often because I get confused. I'd be like, that guy is so hot. Oh, that's me.
Doesn't that just break your heart?
It does.
Oh, man, where are all the hot guys?
Where is the hot guy? And he's all so
right.
Nice.
These are real bikinis, and I want them. Let me pull it up. I'm going to lose my voice yet. All right. Two words, zombie bikinis.
Scroll it down. Oh, got to have it.
Those are awesome. And do you remember those zombie high heels?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yes.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine pairing these with those? Working it up.
But you see, but you need something just shiny to sparkle. Maybe some zombie teeth necklace.
Oh, God, yeah. That'd be hot.
Like, it's like, so they're black, they're kind of bloody. And they sparkle, whatever, got gold caps on them or silver caps.
Yes. But I have to say, that girl's belly button is extremely high up her midsection.
One in the blue?
Yeah.
You know, it is.
I thought maybe it was just me, but the more I look at it, no, her belly button is extremely high.
That's really...
It should be about 3 inches lower.
She's an alien. She's a zombie.
She's a hot zombie.
Oh, it's the same girl, isn't it? Isn't it the same girl in both pictures?
I'm not for certain.
Because the belly button don't look so bad on the other one, but that's the same girl. Look the eyes.
It could be. I think you may be right.
Yeah, she's so pushing out the curves.
Maybe it's the angle.
Yeah, well, no, she watched Top Model because that's what Tara tells them to do. When you're skinny, you don't have curves. So you have to push it out. So she's pushing it out on the left, but on the right, not so much.
Okay, so that's what it is. All right. Okay, I'm going to pause the screen and we'll pull up another one. Because, yeah, those are hot.
Push them out. Way out.
We are goofball.
So silly. Did you get my swanky bikini?
I think so. I'll have to pull it up in just a second. Bikinis.
Oh, my God. Where did you find this?
This is on contrage.com. contrage.com.
Where again?
contrage.
Wait a minute. contrage.
T-O-U-R.
Wait a minute. -T-O-U-R?
A-G-E.
Wait a minute. Ginger May.
Yes. T-O-U-R. A-G-E.
Uh-huh.
.com.
Okay. I got you. I got it. Okay. I like all of those. Remember we saw the ones earlier? Not so cute.
No, those are not cute. These are amazing.
Absolutely adorable.
And they're from the back.
Oh, yeah, I need that Batman one.
Mm-hmm.
See, I could wear that Batman one with my Triforce shirt.
Oh, you could. Oh, my God, you could.
Mm-hmm. I could wear that and just rock. But
yes.
He'd be like, that's so cute. I love Link and I love Batman. I think the Wonder Woman one is even cute, the little string on the side. The Supergirl one is cute. Ginger, are you dying?
Yes, I am dying. The weather is changing back and forth here rapidly. And I'm dying. I'll live.
Stop the dying, Ginger.
I'm trying not to.
I'm going to need you not to do that.
That is cute. But seriously, all right, girls, I understand she's the model, so her hair is supposed to be sexy, but please don't do this in a pool. Because then you get in pool and you got all these products in, and then you get this weird wavy stuff around you. It's really icky. Really very, very icky.
This is very true.
I always see them, and you look hot as you're getting into the pool, and then you get in, you get your hair wet, and there's like this oil slick behind you. I'm like, that's not cute.
You're not meant to get pool. You need to straight go Phoebe Cates from back in the day. Y'all remember the movie, Fast Times at Ridgemont High? You did not really just get in the water. You need to stand under some mist and just move like you're in slow motion. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I'm going to pull up your links now.
All right,
swanky one. Swanky one's
yeah,
one.
Yeah, my swank. I fell in love with this chick. Is Cheapy, those of you who were new to Second Life, again, looking for bikini. I thought this one was very whimsical. Not something I would wear. I wouldn't wear it, per se, and it's not my style, but I think it's pretty. Look at the price.
I may have to get this just to wear this around the house, because I'm fairly certain I would not be allowed out in public with this.
It's a bikini. You could wear it out, but it's still pretty. It's so, so pretty. I like the price. I like the way it's designed, the way it looks like it moves, because, you know, I wouldn't buy it because, again,
mm-hmm.
I would not wear. But
mm-hmm.
gorgeous, gorgeously done. And it's not mesh.
No, she's got mesh hair on in that.
The second one to the picture to the right looks like mesh hair.
Well, the one to the left is mesh hair for certain. I've seen that. And I think maybe the right one, too, but I'm not for certain. Oh, she's got more pictures. Let me blow this up. There we go. Now we can see actually just the bikini.
Yeah, so you can take it off.
That is very cute.
99 lindens. You can work that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so see, that you go out on your date with to the beach, and you go wandering the beach. You go to the clubs. You can dance in that. And then once you get to your little hideaway secluded area, off comes the
water
chill. And, oh, yes, yes. Sexy while still being cute.
Baby, I'm ready for action.
Oh, yes.
That's the two outfits in one. Mm-hmm.
That is nice.
Again, a beach party accessories. I'll make the woman get some nice high heels, throw on a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yeah. I should just make accessories too, I think, for grown ups.
Yeah.
I like making accessories. I like making the things you put with. And jewelry is so high in Second Life.
It is. Well, I found a couple of stores that sell it for a very reasonable price, but you don't really hear about them much. So, yeah. So when I do find them, I'm like, ooh, girls, you got to go check this out.
Oh,
all right. Oh, my God, Corey, this is so cute.
Okay, being a Texas girl, I could not pass it up. And then it's crochet knit pattern. I love it.
And it comes with the flip-flops and the hat.
And the hat.
All right, I'm going to warn you girls who go for this kind of look with the hat, you're going to have to modify your hair. Make sure. All right, people.
You can't have big-ass hair.
Yeah, don't have the sticking out of the hat hair. If you're going to do this, go find yourself a sandbox. Res your hair out onto the ground and then take a copy. I don't know how many times I've heard people, I modified my hair, now it's ruined. Why didn't you take a copy?
Put it this way, if you're adept, then you're fine. If you're not, yeah, you have to follow your instructions. Because I will fuck up some hair, I don't care.
We
know how to fix it.
Yeah, you see my truth hair that has... I was like, man, I cannot wear this to my role-play in Sims because it's so high in scripts. And I was like, wait a minute, why don't I just go and delete the scripts? And, yeah, so I stopped being dumb for a second and rezzed it out, took it back. Ta-da! No more scripts.
What are we going to do with Ginger May? What are we going to do with
Ginger? I was like, I can't wear this.
Now, I got some more. I did not get to give to you.
That is hot. Man, I want somebody to... I love this. I really do. And this would be even hotter in mesh. Just saying, somebody...
She's a mesh addict.
I am a mesh addict. Oh, my God. Yes.
I, per se, am not a mesh addict. I don't like it, but we're trying to get our peoples to come in with us.
That is true.
A mesh is going to be high until more people start making it...
There are group gifts and hunts you can do for mesh, but for the most part, you're right. It is pretty high.
So there's another one that I like.
Yes.
Oh, God. What was
that? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I did hear that. Oh, my God.
that was not even right. It really
comic.
Was.
Comics made, or I can't tell what comic it is, but that is a full bathing suit. Again, this could be for, you know, any of the girls who maybe have areas they don't want to show. Maybe you're a little more demure, whatever.
Yes, or play up, or maybe you want to play up certain areas. Maybe you want your top, you know, you don't have a big top like me, and you want to push up the top. You know, I got to stop saying that. I keep saying my boobs used to be small. Good God, these things, they're not massive, but they're way bigger than I like. I used to be small. I used to be able to go just shirtless and just, you know, put on a T-shirt.
I've not been able to do that since I was like 9. I woke up one day and there were just boobs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got in trouble for that. Did you get in trouble for that? I got told, yeah, you can't do that. You have boobs. So why can't I wear this low-cut top? You have boobs. What is this stuff?
I did middle school. Of course, you know, my mom was all like, oh, my God, my daughter has boobs. And my mom never had boobs, so she was, like, all about buying me clothes that would, like, show stuff. And, yeah, I had a teacher be like, no.
My mom was all about buying me stuff to show the midriff. She's like, you got to show that belly off. You're not going to have it flat like that forever.
Am I showing this? Oh, yeah. All right, look. R2-D2 bathing suit.
Oh, my God.
Yes, R2-D2. There is oh, my God. Why do I keep saying Luke Skywalker in my head? But that is not. I'm losing points.
Oh, you are losing your geek points. They're going to snatch them from you.
Help me out, Corey, because my brain is now I'm like all embarrassed.
There is no help for you. I'm sorry.
Oh,
there be no
God.
Hope for you.
All right, Star Wars is not my thing. Star Trek, we're good.
Okay, before we have to go, I must, and I mean I must, show off my most favorite look. Here in just a second.
I'm pulling it up. Oh, that is hot.
What's hot? Oh, no, that's not my favorite look.
That's not your favorite?
Oh, no, I'm actually...
That is one Linden.
I am actually loading up my favorite look, which is from Mia Mai, because you know that's my favorite store.
Oh, Mia Mai has amazing things.
Mia Mai has... and this is... I don't think this was summer quite yet. Was this earlier this year that we did... That I did this? Hang on, I'm going to give you a link to them. I grabbed this bathing suit from Mia Mai. It's actually a dress or something, some kind of weirdness.
Did you put it in there?
Yeah, I put it in. I'm going to give you a link to it in just a second. This is my... Why are you acting up, crazy thing? Google Plus, you cannot be acting crazy. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I put a couple in there, but this one at least gets you there. And I could look through the rest while I talk. That is my Mia Mai.
Oh, that is a nice look. Oh, I love that.
Love the hat. Oh, wait a minute. I got a second one for you so you can see the back.
Yeah, you love you some hats.
I have a hat fetish. Only in Second Life. You know what? I used to have a real-life hat fetish, too, but yeah. So that's my hat in Second Life. Now, this is one of those. Mia Mai is really good about making hats that work with your hair. See, this is a big hat.
That is nice.
And
yes.
It's a sombrero. Actually, remember we were talking about that? That is a sombrero that they took and reworked so that it would work as a hat. And I love that hat, the purse, everything. And that cost me under 500 lindens for that whole look.
Again, that is nice. That is sexy.
Yes, the hat, the dress, the bag. I might have a shoe in there, too. I'm really not sure.
Very nice.
I love Mommy Amaya. And there's a bunch of those up on our Google Plus page. Wait a minute. There's another. You know, I love these blurry pics. These blurry pics drive Ginger crazy, but I think they're so artistic. I love my blurry pics. But there's a blurry one where you can see me walk with the bag.
Oh no, I like that. All right,
I like them kind of crazy and kind of off. But see my bag, I got my book in it, or whatever it is, I got my newspaper.
Oh, you got your shoes from Purple Moon.
Yep, my Purple Moon shoes. Those were, what, 150?
Something like that, probably.
Have you seen their new crew gift?
No. Oh, man, you can maybe go by there. And see, and that's the store that's addicting to even just stand in, because they give stuff away the time.
Yes, and you know what? We got to go, so we're going to talk about it later because, oh my God, they gave away the most beautiful mesh dress. Oh.
Mesh dress? Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to go. It's all there is to it. I've been avoiding Purple Moon because of this.
Yes, I love Purple Moon.
I really don't dress up like that, but man, they got some gorgeous stuff. And I love it. I love it when I actually get jewelry from there because I'll wear the hell out of that jewelry.
Yes, those shoes I got three pairs and three different colors, and they pretty much work with every outfit I own.
That is hot.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That is gorgeous.
Anyway, peoples, it is time for us to cut out and go back to our digital lives or real lives. See you bright and early tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow we got to talk about this crazy Microsoft craze. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So see you guys in the morning. You know where to find. But he won't be the only